We're focusing on a second responder initiative, and it's for those people that don't access or haven't accessed the healthcare system for their overdose. And we're also focusing on construction workers, which, as you will note from the research, that they're overrepresented in the population of construction workers in terms of those who are dying from an overdose, and start focusing on those in terms of safety messaging for our construction sites about keeping them safe, and then understanding their support available for overdoses or opioid use if that happens to be the case. So it's a multifaceted aspect where we're reaching out beyond the core center to see if we can kind of support the community in a different way.
Beautiful. And I saw that second responder thing, and it's genius for several respects. One, you're actually moving forward and trying to help these folks get off of the drugs that they've been on by giving them some information about how they can do that. And secondly, I would think that, you know, your first responders are heavily impacted by vicarious trauma. You know, responding to these over and over again, I would think that second response would at least give them some hope that, you know, that they're affecting some change.
Well, and I would agree with you 100%. There's a massive impact in terms of all first responders, whether it be in the healthcare system, paramedics and firefighters, in dealing with the constant overdose, attending overdoses, and, you know, in some cases developing relationships with these people that are overdosing multiple times and eventually seeing their death. And that's not an easy thing to do. And this is going to enable our first responders with the ability to be able to reach out or reach back and give us some preventative and supportive initiatives rather than just reacting or responding. So I'm looking forward to the impact of that, and to enable the city's first responders in a positive way.